Okay, guys, I thought I'd give you a quick example of how arpeggios can sound really cool. So this is a song that I wrote about 6 months ago. And basically, I was looking for some lead guitar that could sit over the top of this track. So the chords to it were E, C sharp minor, B to A. So just a nice track in E major. So the chords of the track go like this. So that's the chord progression. So it's kind of a sort of major, bright kind of rock track. And I wanted some lead guitar that could go over the top of it. So I just started playing around with the triads. The triads. It's literally just the arpeggios for those chords. So, you know, that sounds like this sort of like, you know, really intricate riff, but it's really not. It's just the arpeggios for the chords that are being played. There's no, you know, magic behind it other than, you know, they are the arpeggios for the chords and that's it. But arpeggios can be like a really cool way to play lead guitar because you know that they'll work. You know, it's just a great thing that you can kind of fall back on. That you always know is going to sound, it might not always sound fantastic, but it will never ever sound bad. Okay, I hope that helps just for you to have some specific examples of what arpeggios are and how you can actually use them in practice.